Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Old Black Magic by Ace Atkins. Read for you by Joe Mantegna. Chapter 1. I'm dying, Spencer, the man said. I nodded, not knowing what else to say. An early summer rain beaded down my office window, dark gray skies hovering over Berkeley and Boylston as afternoon commuters jockeyed for position out of the city. Their taillights cast a red glow on slick streets. Somewhere a prowl car hit a siren, heading off to another crime. The man sitting before me smiled and nodded, his hands withered and liver-spotted. His name was Locke.
"How long have we known each other?" Locke said.
"A long time."
"But oddly, never worked together."
"Our work as investigators seldom crossed paths," I said. "Different peepholes."
"Recovering stolen art isn't really your thing."
"I've done it," I said, "once or twice."
"You're familiar with the theft at the Winthrop?"
"Of course," I said. "It made all the papers and TV. Biggest theft in Boston history."
"Biggest art theft ever," he said. "Next year will mark 20 years. I've chased those paintings most of that time, traveling from Dorchester to Denmark with not so much as an inkling of where they ended up. It's beyond frustrating. Maddening, really. And now, well, with things the way they are..."
"One was a Picasso?"
"That was the least valuable of the three," he said. "Picasso, Goya. But the prize of the Winthrop was also stolen."